ברכת ה' אלוהיך מלאכתו מיום דבר.
Let's read the Rambam again. We've been studying this Rambam for a while, but let's see it one more time. The Rambam says in Perek Tes Mihilchus Yisurei Bia, Ein ha'isha mistama min ator benida o beziva ad shetargish v'tira dam v'yetze bimsar. The Rambam adds the condition that tuma doraisa and nida depends upon hargosha. And basically, he codifies the sheet of Shmuel that we've seen on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis. Then the Rambam goes on to say that im lo hirgisha, if she didn't have hargosha, ubodka umotza dam lifnim baprozdor harezu bechezkas shebob hargosha. The Rambam says that if we can assume that the reason why she didn't have hargosha is because of the bedika, then the Rambam says bechezkas shebob hargosha. And the pashtus in the Rambam seems to indicate that even though she's claiming she didn't have hargosha, we're telling her she did have hargosha, and that's a doraisa halacha bechezkas shergisha. We are absolutely convinced. And when the Gemara says on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis Dilma Argisha V'lava Daita, maybe she had Argosha, the Rambam is going to interpret that as meaning that there's a Cheskas Argosha. This is all on a Doraisa level. And this is a result of either her claim that she had Argosha or B, she did a Bedika. And we've discussed in the past what a Bedika is. Now we get to a different case. And this is a case of a kesem. A kesem al b'sara, a kesem al bigdor. Here, there was no argosha, and there's no reason to assume that she had argosha, because she didn't do a bedika. So if she's claiming there was no argosha, she found it on a beged, then what's the shaykhah say? What's the havavita that she would be tameh? So the Rambam says, umidivrei sofrim, the Rabbanan dropped the requirement of argosha, Shekol haroa dam, if a woman sees dam, and in this case she sees what's called a kesem, says the Rambam, kesem dam al b'sor al bigda, af al pisha lo ergisha, i.e. there's no tumah d'oraisa, the af al pi, even if subsequent to finding the kesem, she does a bedika, she doesn't find any dam, harei zu tmeah. Again, the introduction here, the two key words are midivrei sofrim. So we're not talking about a nida d'oraisa, but rather a nida d'rabbana. Then the Rambam says, v'tuma zu besafek, and the reason for this tuma being a d'rabbanan based on a safek, meaning we've already downgraded from a d'oraisa to a d'rabbanan, and that's because she had no argosha. No, if that be the case, then we could assume that midrabanan, at least, she's a vadei tmeah. And what the rabbanan are doing is they're saying we'll waive the requirement of hargosha, and basically she has dam min hamakor like any other nida d'oraisa. The only difference is she didn't have hargosha. In such a case, the rabbanan is saying dalmi hachi, forget about the tnai, the condition of hargosha. Let's just create a new tuma d'rabanan. And that's dam migufa below hargosh. Says the Rambam, no. You have to keep in mind that there will be some kulos in kesem. Like, let's say, for example, it's pachus mikagris or whatever it might be the case. And that's going to allow us to implement the logic or the mechanism of tliya, and saying that it's not dam nida at all. And why is that so? I mean, if the Rabbanan made this into a tuma d'rabbanan, then the same din of tuma d'oraisa that applies with hargosha should apply to tuma d'rabbanan without hargosha in the case of kesem. Says Rambam, no, you should know that even ksamim is only a safek, even on a d'rabbanan level, because shema kesem ze midam hacheder ba. So there are two places in the makar. There's one called the cheder, one called the aliyah. the dam that comes from Cheder is dam hamitami benida. Then it's dam that comes from the aliyah min atzdodim. That is already dam. That's not dam, as far as the Torah is concerned. That's not mitami or benida. Now we're assuming when she found the kesem, midrabanon, that this dam came from the Cheder, says the Rambam. I don't know if it came from the Cheder, and therefore it's a suffering. And here we're ready for the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah says, I don't understand the Rambam. It's okay if the Rabbanon want to create a tumah that's betorah sofek, but the Rabbanon cannot contradict the rule of Sfek Sfek. We don't find anywhere that the halach is going to be machmir, even midrabbanon, in the case of a double sofek. Says the Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam has just established that Kesef is a Sfek Sfek. Why is that so? Because all over Masechta Nida, whenever we find the Kesef, the Gemara always assumes Dilma Mi'alma Kasi, that maybe perhaps this Dam came from a Shukshel Tabachim, maybe it came from Akoles, maybe it came from a Dam Tzipor, who knows where this Dam came from, and ended up on her Beged. Now the Rambam is adding another suffix. I feel in Tim Salomri, if I grant you that this dam came min amokar, it's not dam the alma. Nevertheless, says the Rambam, we still have a suffix. We have a suffix whether it's min acheder or it's min aliyah. And the Rambam wanted to be machmir and assume that it came from the cheder. Frek the Kesef Mishnah, I don't get it. What happened to the principle of Sfek Sfek? You can't just completely ignore Sfek Sfek. I'll read to you the language of the Kesef Mishnah. And he writes, Koshali, Ha'avi Sfek Sveka. Imkein Havi Leila Mishrei, Sofek Echad Migufa Ba, Sofek Shalom Migufa. We don't even know if the Dam came from Haguf. Ve'afilim Tim Tzalomar, Migufa, says the Rabbim, Sofek Min Acheder, Vitame, Sofek Min Aliyah, Vitar. Oh. So the Kesef Mishnah offers two answers. We'll see other Mepharshim might answer in a different way. But let's just focus for the time being on the Kesef Mishnah. Says the Kesef Mishnah, Ein Achinam. Yeah, that's my language, not his. This is the Sfek Sfek. V'afal Pichen, says the Kesef Mishnah in his first answer, Hichmiru Bo Chachamim. This is going to break new ground. We've never found that the Rabbanu will ignore a Sfek Sfeka and be machmir less of a Sfek Sfeka. Here's the exception to the rule. Now, of course, the Kesef Mishnah feels a little bit uncomfortable with this because this is really undermining everything we know. And the whole halach is, you know, the structure of halach is predicated on Sfek Sfeka. How can the Rabbanu be machmir and Sfek Sfeka? So he says, Mishum de Iser Chomerhu. Sounds like Tosis at the beginning of Pesachim. You know, why did the Rabbanu require Bedika? And you have to look Bechor and Istakim. Maybe you'll have Chavetz. You'll find a crumb of Chavetz. Says the Tosis because we have to be very machmir in Chavetz. Chavetz is in Isar Kares. And Chavetz is in Isar Hadnah. And Chavetz is also B'mashu. And Lo B'dil B'nei Yish. And all the different Chumras in Chavetz. Says the Kesef Mishnah that Nida is an Isar Kares, and when the Rabbanan instituted their Isar Ksamim, the Tumah, the Rabbanan of Ksamim, they ignored the halacha, the universal halacha of Sfek Sfeka. They were very machmir, and that's because of the Chumras HaIs.
It's also
not
Masabech, the Sfek Sfeka.
Okay, we'll get to that later on. Good. But again, I just want to go through, as I told you, the two answers of the Kesef Mishnah, and then we can have fun and have other answers. The Odie Shlomar, his second answer, is Me'acher She'ela Dover Litlos Bo, Hichmiru Chachomim Lomar Tahavi Ke'ilu Hu Migufa Vadai, the Enkan Elisophic Echad. And he sort of gives an applause to the second answer because he writes, the Efshar Shalazet Niskavein Rabbeinu. That's what the Rambam had in mind. So let's understand the second answer of the Kesef Mishnah. He says the following. There's no Sfek Sfeka. If there would have been a Sfek Sfeka, we wouldn't have been Machmer, even Mid Rabbanu. But there is no Sfek Sfeka. There's only one Sfek. Why? To say that she had Dam min ha'alma, that this dam did not come from Migufa, how can we say such a thing? Ein la dover litlos bo. Was she traveling through a shukshel tabachim? Was she standing in a, what do they call those places where the birds, those, the
kids?
What's it called?
Aviary.
Aviaries? Was she in a, did she walk into an aviary where they're shooting down birds from the sky? Did she sleep on a bed that was infested with bed bugs? Maybe yes, maybe no. But let's assume she wasn't. And now you're telling me in an absolute way that the Rabbanan prohibited a nida in the case of a kesem. Why? You're going to be matir it because of sveksveka and tell me that maybe this is dami alma? Who gives you the right to say that it was dami alma? And afinami, if she went through a shukshal tabachim, that's a different story. But we have no reason to believe that she was osek, you know, whatever she was osek in next to dam. There was no dam in her vicinity. And therefore we assume the dam came miguf. Now what is the Rambam telling me? The Rambam is telling me that you're left with one suffix. Because even if I grant you that the dam is migufa, there's no other real suffix, nevertheless, gufa divides into two. There's micheder and there's minhal. So let's just summarize. The first answer to the Kesef Mishnah is Enochinami, I recognize the suffix. It's a viable suffix to say that maybe the dam came the alma. The second answer of the Kesef Mishnah is that there's no sveksveka here, and the reason for that is because to say that it came the alma when Ainla Dover Litlos Bo, Tliya makes sense if she had some contact with other Domim, but here she didn't have any contact with any other Domim.
Okay. More know there's such a thing as dam other than the cheder. I mean, where is that coming from?
Biologically, you're asking. It comes from different tissues inside her womb, and not necessarily min ha-mokar. Now, exactly where the mokar is, that will bring in b'li neder. We'll try to bring in a chart, okay, if we can. Again, I know Rav Lichtenstein, when he taught this Kesef Mishnah, he brought in a chart, but I don't have access to the chart. Maybe you can get it online today. You know. All right. So now I want to raise the following question. Why is it that the Kesef Mishnah needed the second answer and he was dissatisfied with the first answer? That question I think I can answer. Bipashtus. Medafnit, we don't have to be a big lamdan for that. To say that the Kesef Mishnah is uncomfortable about a chumra derabbanan in the case of a sfek sfeka. We don't find that. But I want to ask the reverse question. Is there a fundamental machlokas between the first answer and the second answer? In that, in the first answer, the Kesef Mishnah rejected the second answer because he held that there really is a bona fide sfek sfeka. And even if she didn't go through a shukshal tabachim, we could still possibly raise a serious doubt about whether the dam is migufa or me'alma. That's the possibility that I want to investigate. Now, last time, you weren't here, Joel, but we gave out some pages to get an overview of the poskim, with little synopses, if there's such a word, of the poskim. So I don't know if you... Did you get those pages?
No.
Okay, so I know you're not so heavy into handouts, but, you know, I'll give it out, and, you know, we can only take the, you know, the cow to the water, what do they say? The horse to the water, but we can't force it to drink. Okay, then?
Okay.
So if everyone can take one page here...
Same as last time?
This is part of the same series, but I don't think you got these pages.
No.
Okay. So what we want to study today, Rabosai, is the Sidrei Tara. And this you'll see on page 3. You have page 3?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Page 3, Os Beis, if you will. Now again, if we'd have more time, we only meet twice a week, we would go through the Sidrei Tara inside. It's humongous. He goes on and on for pages. So what we're going to see here, and again, this is a little bit not scholarly, just like Joel points out, I should have come in with a chart, a biological chart, a map of the Makar and it's studded. So to here, it's not so scholarly because I didn't want to print up the Sidrei Tara for you, even though I have it in my computer. But to go through the Sidrei Tara inside, which is the way we should be doing it, We don't have time for that. So you'll be meichel me. I want to study today the Sidrei Tara, the Chavas Das, the Torah Hashlomim. Remember, I told you that's Rav Yaakov Reicher, tremendous gadol b'Yisrael, and then go back to the Shach and the Taz. So we're doing everything in a counter historical way. Everything is v'nafochu, you know, in the spirit of Purim. Although we've already passed Pesach, it's a little bit late for Purim. Okay. What does the Sidrei Tara have to say? Now you should know that the Sidrei Tara, and we've discussed this before, was very much influenced by Rabbi Yonis and Ibishitz, by the Crazy Placey, and not always does the Crazy Placey come to a definite answer. So it's not always that he relies on the Crazy Placey for final psak, but he likes to analyze the conceptual analysis of the Crazy Placey. Has a special place in the heart of the Sidrei Tara. Sidrei Tara himself lived about 100 years ago, a little bit more, but the Crazy Place, we're going back like 2 centuries and maybe even 2.5 centuries. Okay then? John, you'll check me out on this, and okay. I'll expect an email tonight. He's my in-house historian. Okay then. Because I think I said that the Ritva was in the 11th century, and you pointed out that he was in the 13th century. Am I right? So I, you know. The Ran was even later, I think, no? About the same period of time. I once saw the Ran's own Sefer Torah that he wrote. It was exhibited here in the Hebrew University, in the library. So what does the Sidrei Tara see in the Crazy place? He says that he thinks that despite the fact that the first answer, the Kesef Mishnah, is very inhibited by the second answer, because all over the place, the Gemara always raises the possibility that the dam that she found on a Kesem came mi'alma. Nevertheless, the Kesef Mishnah's first answer is very reserved about it. Why? Because of a sugya at the very beginning of Masechta Nidah, in the sugya of Shammai and Hillel. Shammai rejects the whole idea of mipkidu mikidu mi'es le'es, that we're metami a woman l'mafreya when she finds a kesem. He believes, Shammai, that there's something called a cheskas tahara, and that means until innocent until proven guilty. In other words, she's tahora until we know for a fact that she became tmeya. And therefore he rejects this whole idea of Tumah L'Mafreya. There's no reason to go down that road. So the Gemara, in explaining Shammai HaZaken, who holds that an Isha has a Chazaka, says that the reason why Shammai holds that this Chazaka is so powerful is because she didn't have Hargosha. And as we've said a million and one times, Shmuel on Daf Nun Zayin Beis requires Bibsara Ad Shetargish Bibsara. Once we're in the situation where she has no argosha, we don't know where the dam came from. So now, to add to boot that you want to be metabi olam afreya, when A, she has a cheskas tahara up until this point, and B, she saw a dam on a kesem without argosha, and you want to tell me that this is dam in a mokar, and maybe it was hung up there in the beis achitzon until it finally dropped down, and be metabi olam afreya, says Shammai, how can you say such things? She didn't have argosha. We don't even know if this is dam min hamokar. So the Gemara asks, according to Shammai, then all ksamim, which by definition is a re'ia below, is a re'ia below argosha, should be mutter. Why? Because before she saw the kesem, she had a cheskas tara. And the kesem itself has no argosha. It's dam below argosha, re'ia below argosha. If that be the case, you don't even know if this is dam min hamokar. We should be metayer all ksamim. And it means that Shammai is now going to disagree with half of Masechta Nidah, which is addressed to ksamim. I mean, ksamim. You could write a book on the laws of ksamim. I mean, our chevra here, when they studied, right, they hopefully they all passed the exam, but when they studied here, they spent half of a year, you know, studying the laws of ksamim. So Shammai denies all of ksamim. So the Gemara answers that modus shamai b'ksamim. Why? The answer is because the dam came migufa. Even though there was no hargosha, let's not fool ourselves. Without hargosha, there's no tumah d'oraisa. But to say, therefore, that since she didn't have hargosha, we believe that the dam came mi'alma, somewhere else. So the Gemara says, "Hare b'tzipor lo nisaska." She wasn't dealing with birds. You know, birds, small birds, have a lot of dam. U'b'shuk tvachim hatabachim lo avra. She didn't pass through the butchery where there's, you know, dam flying through the air. And it means that according to the Gemara, Shammai HaZaken is not going to accept the premise that the dam came mi'alma. His understanding of ksamim is that Enochinami, the dam came migufa. The only reason that this is tumah d'rabbanan and not tumah d'oraisa is because of the absence of hargosha. But other than that, everything is set in motion. So therefore, the whole concept of being metayer, a woman, let's say in certain cases of ksamim will be mekel and will be metayer her, even mid'rabbanan, because she went through a shuk shel tabachim and is a serious reason to be tole, that's what we call tliya, that maybe the dam is not dami gufa, but it's dami alma, says Shammai HaZaken, she didn't go through a shuk shel tabachim, she wasn't osekes b'tziporim, and therefore the dam came mi gufa. This Gemara would seem to support the second answer of the Kesef Mishnah. Says the Sidrei Tara, even if the first answer of the Kesef Mishnah shied away from this and recognized the viability of a suffix that maybe the dam came mi alma, and therefore we're going to have to say that there are Rabbanu and Machmir in the case of Sfek Sfek in the first answer of the Kesef Mishnah. The second answer of the Kesef Mishnah, says the Sidrei Tara, really wins the day. Why? Because the sugya here on Daf Gimel. In which case, in light of the sugya on Daf Gimel about Shammai, every single sugya nida that introduces tliya and the assumption that the dam is not migufa but mi'alma, that's all in a case where there's a reason for tliya. She came in close proximity and close contact with dam mi'alma. But in the absence of that particular and very, shall we say, exceptional or restricted, circumscribed cases, then we don't assume it's dam mi'alma, we assume it's dam migufa, nervos. There's an absence of hargosh. And this Sidrei Tara, in the understanding, in his understanding of the second answer of the Kesef Mishnah, explains why the Kesef Mishnah adds at the end of the second answer, v'efshar shezu das rabbeinu. This is what the Rama means. The Rama wanted to tell us that if I'm going to present the thesis that the tumah d'rabbanan of ksamim is only a suffek tumah, then I can't introduce the concept of dam mi'alma, as the Kesef Mishnah says, ein lo litlos v'dam mi'alma. Why? Again, I just want to get the language of the Kesef Mishnah. He says, ein lo davar litlos bo, which is exactly what the Gemara says here in Masechta Nida. Did she go through a shuk shel tabachim? So if there's ein lo ma litlos bo, if that be the case, the Rambam has to come up with a different explanation to define the tumah d'rabbanan of ksamim as a suffek tumah, and the answer is okay. It came migufa, but perhaps it came mi min hacheder. It's not. I'm sorry, min aliyah, not min hacheder. Now, in a sense, what the Sidrei Tara is missing here, you know, if we want to somehow complete the picture, is oy bazoi, now that you've given such a solid basis and a source in the Gemara in Nida Daf Gimel for the second answer to the Kesef Mishnah, namely that there really is no Svek Sveka, and perhaps that's exactly what the Rama meant to say here, the only suffix is Migufa here or Migufa there, then we have to ask the question, why did the first answer to the Kesef Mishnah refuse the second answer? So again, just to summarize, you know, we first said in our initial beginning of this sugya that for sure we can understand why the Kesef Mishnah shied away from the second answer, because all over the place we're talking about a suffik migufa, suffik mi'alma, and that seems to be the nature of the suffik of ksamim. How could the first answer accept the second answer? Now we're turning the tables and we're saying, well, if the Sidri Tara brilliantly, based on the crazy place, he came up with a source for the second answer, that really, in truth, there is no Tlia and a Suffolk of Me'alma. That's only in very rare cases, but in your run-of-the-mill normal case, there's no Tlia of Me'alma. Then we understand very well why the Rambam held that in order to introduce some element of Suffolk, and we'll see why, but some element of Suffolk within the context of Tumah Derabanan of Ksonim, he had to introduce the two possibilities, Migufa, is it Min Aliyah or Min Ha... or min ha-cheder. And then, if we've already turned around the tables, now instead of asking the question, well, why did the Kesef Mishnah feel compelled to come up with the second answer, we should really ask a different question according to the crazy place. Why did the Kesef Mishnah feel compelled to come up with the first answer, which is clearly a weak answer, when the second answer seems to be straight out of the pages of the Talmud. And now we get to the Chavas Das. And the Chavas Das, of course, the Nesivis, writes the following. He says that he doesn't understand in general why we find so many kulos in Hilchus Ksamim. All these kulos in Hilchus Ksamim would make sense if we're not sure if the dam is dam nida migufa or if it's dam mi'alma. But says the Chavas Das, Safek me'alma eino tzad, it's not really a serious statistical possibility or probability that she had dam from alma, from somewhere in the veld, you know, from the tabachim, from the tziporim. Kimavur b'gemara kan. As the Gemara says right here in Masechta Nida. And therefore the conclusion is that kishe'en ba'mel litlos, if there's really no serious basis for tliya, it's nechshav kivada migufa. So why are we being matir in many different circumstances and being makil for ksamim? Again, we're going to have to introduce the argosha issue, but leaving out the argosha issue, let's assume the Rabbanon were totally... had bracketed Hargosha completely, it becomes totally irrelevant, then, okay, now you have a Tumah Derabbanan because of what? Of the, despite the absence of Hargosha. So at this point, why are we finding all these kulos through the din of Tliya when the Gemara says that V'chi Avra B'shuk Shel Tabachim V'chi B'tziporim Nisaska? So basically what we have here, again, just to see the conceptual flow here, is that the Chavas Das is accepting the cogent logic of the Kresiu Plesi, that really we know that the Dam is Migufa and Ksamim, and that's our premise. There is no Suffolk otherwise. And that's based on the source which the Kresiu Plesi found at the very beginning of Masechta Nida. And therefore the Chavas Das is going to ask himself the question, so why do we find any kulos over here within the context of Ksamim? And maybe the Rambam's answer to that question is that maybe the dam was min aliyah and not min acheder. Okay. So, ad kan hakofa aleph. Now the Sidri Tara quotes a chidushei Rashba. This is a little bit rare in Yoreh Deh. Usually, when you quote the Rashba in Yoreh Deh, you're quoting the Rashba in Torah's Habayis. And then, of course, you'll have to have the Mishmeres Habayis and the whole, you know, the Ra'ah and all the whole bunch. But here, he found something interesting in the Chidushei HaRashba. The Rashba himself asks this question, and he says, you know what the answer to this question is? Dilma Avra b'makom damim v'lava daite. The Rashba is resurrecting from the dead the possibility that this dam comes mi'alma. You have no right, says the Rashba, to assume l'chumra that this is dam mi'gufa and completely null and void this suffix of mi'alma, because maybe she did have contact with dam, but lava daite. And therefore, following through with this logic, he says, L'shamai, dematzer chagosha, then nitayer isha sherosa kesem. Why? D'shamai le'inyan taros machzik hara'ios al yidei hargasha. Now watch this. We've discussed this on many occasions. That paradoxically, the halacha is more machmir in taros than it is in nidal abayla. Okay? We've discussed this at great length in the first seven blot of Masechta Nida. Now, Shammai, even with regard to taros, rejects Hillel of Lemafreya. Why? Because he bases himself on Chazaka. And Echeskes Tara is, according to Shammai, powerful enough to operate Lekula Letara in the case of taros, in Truma and so forth, and how much more so in the case of Ishalabala. Therefore, the Rashba doesn't understand how could it be that Shammai would agree, would admit that Ksamim Atmeim Midrabanan, since the possibility that the Dam is Mi'alma, you don't even know, therefore it's Dam Migufa. Add to that, says the Rashba, the Cheskas Tara, which Shammai actually is the, you know, is the banner that he waves. Therefore, we should be Machzika to be Tahara, Tahora. She didn't have any argosha. That already tells me that the dam couldn't have come from Gufa, correct? Unless you're going to convince me that she had argosha and she didn't know about it, but otherwise it didn't come from Gufa. You'll tell me she didn't walk through a shukshal tabachim, and therefore by process of elimination, willy-nilly, it must have been dam migufa. The answer is no. Maybe she actually did have contact. She came to close proximity with dam mi'alma, but she doesn't know about it. She doesn't remember it. So therefore, we have to go back to the drawing board, says the Rashba, and try to figure out why is it that Shammai would be machmir and mitame in ksamim, since she didn't have argosha, she has a cheskes tara, and Dilma, maybe she went through a shukshal tabachim alava daita. Says the Rashba, the final conclusion, the upshot of all that is that there should be no tumas ksamim. And it doesn't matter one iota whether she actually went through a shukshal ksamim or she didn't go through shukshal, because maybe she did go through a shukshal ksamim. And Rabosei, again, just to get the flow chart of everything we've been saying, we started here with the Sidri Tara, who is trying to justify the second explanation of the Rambam, namely that in truth we assume for sure the dam came migufa, and there is no sofek mi'alma because she didn't walk through a shukshal tabachim. And the Sidri Tara, the name of the Christ, quoted the Gemara in Nida Daf Gimel in Shammai to prove that we're not going to raise this possibility as a serious suffix that maybe the Dam came mi'alma. And then we don't understand then why the Kesef Mishnah needed the first answer, recognizing and acknowledging the viability of a Sveksveka. There is no room for that viability of a Sveksveka. The Gemara clearly says the Dam is Migufa. Now we're going to the other extreme of Osai, because the Rashba in his Chidushim on Nida doesn't begin to understand why Shammai should be Metame Ksamin. Because Adarabba, there's a viable suffix that maybe this is Dam Mi'alma. You'll tell me she didn't go through Shukshal Tabachim. She did go through Shukshal Tabachim. Says the Rashba, V'tirates the Kan, D'zeh Bonui Al Ovra V'lavadaita Ovra V'shachacha. He says, if you're going to be logical about this, you have to be consistent. You're raising the possibility that in fact she did go through a Shukshal Tabachim, and she doesn't remember it. Is that be the case? Keneged zeh, you have to apply that consistently. Ef shaloma di argasha v'lava daite o shachacha. If you're raising the possibility that despite her denial, she forgot about it, or she wasn't sensitive to it, then we should apply that not just lekula, to assume that maybe the dam came me'alma, she did have some contact with this dam. We should apply it logically and consistently lechumra, that you want to base everything on the fact that she had no argosha. Maybe she did have argosha, v'lava daiti, she wasn't sensitive to it, she wasn't tuned in, as we'd say, or shachach, or maybe she forgot about dam me'alma. So it comes out that according to the Rashba, we do have a serious possibility that the dam came me'alma, even though she didn't go through a shukshal tabachim. But connected that, we have a chumra, maybe she had argosha. And when the Rabbanon churn this all out, what they come up with is a tuma derabbanan called ksamim, and that's something that even Shammai Azokin, Shammai would accept. Now, I have to tell you, Rabosai, this answer, the Rashba, to push it into the Gemara in Nida is a real stretch. I mean, the Gemara doesn't say maybe she did go through a shukshel tabachim and she forgot about it. Maybe she was osek es mitzipurim, she forgot about it, or maybe lo agisha, lavadaita, and all this. No! The Gemara just says that we assume that the dam came migufa. The Rashba is saying, no, we really don't assume that the dam necessarily came migufa, but she may have had argosha. And the whole basis for reducing the level of tumah from a doraisa to rabbanan is the absence of argosha. Maybe the absence of argosha doesn't prove anything. So now we have to rewrite the text of the Gemara, so to speak. We have to push in an elephant through the eye of a needle. That when the Gemara says that for sure this is dam migufa, what the Gemara means is that to the same extent you want to think that maybe it's dam mi'alma, we have to think that maybe she had argosha. And it's got to be zeh le'umazeh, both lekula and lechula. Chazina mea rashba, this is our final conclusion. What do we derive from this rashba? The lo kipashtus ha-gemara, this is not the simple, straightforward reading of the text. El debemes yesh list topic bozeh. We do have a suffix that maybe the dam is mi'alma, and that's a viable suffix. Rak shekeneged ze yesh chashash la'argosha. V'im kein, if that be the case, we can justify v'kesef mishnah, who says shapir, havi svek sveka, right? That was his kashi yesh lahakshol svek sveka, suffix mi'alma, v'afilu migufa dilma, dam tar, who meaning it came from the aliyah, not from the cheder. And that's why the Kesef Mishnah needs his first answer. So Rabosai comes out like this. Again, just I'd like to make a what we call a Pesek Zman to make a summary of what we have. We really have what I call two roads diverged in the yellow wood. There's really a basic machlokus here. How to understand the mechanics of Ksamim. One understanding is that Ksamim is really only a single suffix. There is no, how shall I say, viable suffix. I'm looking for a different word, but anyway, there's no, what do you say?
There's no reasonable.
There's no reasonable suffix, thank you, there's no reasonable suffix to assume the dam came mi'alma. And that's the pashtus of the Gemara in Nida. She did not go through a shukshel tabachim. That's the way it was understood by the crazy placey. That's the way it was understood by the Chavas Das. And that whole school of thought maintains that the only way of justifying suffix, the existence of a suffix in the case of Tumas Ksamim, is by recognizing, as the Rambam did, the possibility that even if it came migufa, which we certainly assume it did, maybe it came min aliyah, not min hacheder. And in that context, we certainly appreciate the second answer of the Kesef Mishnah. There's only one suffix. Now we have a different approach. And the Sidrei Tara bases this approach on the Chidushei HaRashba, and that is rewrite the Gemara in Nida. And there is a bona fide suffix that the dam came the Alma. It's reasonable, as you say, Joel. And the reason for that is Lava Daite, but Keneged that lava daite, we have to introduce a lava daite on the other side of the equation, namely the chumra that maybe she had argosh of a lava daite. But at the end of the day, then, if you introduce the Rambam suffix of minacheder min aliyah, we have a bona fide svek sveka. Because we've recognized the reasonability, is that such a word? The reasonability of, if not we invented it, my wife always accuses me of inventing words, which I probably do. There is a certain reasonability to the dam mi alma, and lava daite, she doesn't remember that she had any contact with dam. And add to that the Rambam suffix of maybe the dam came, although it came migufa, came min ha'aliyah, and we have here a bona fide svek sveka, and that pushes the Kesef Mishnah's first stance against his walls against the back, and he has to come up with this chumra in nida. Okay, so as I said, we've now accomplished a great deal, but we have to go back to what I call the original poskim. The original poskim are the Shach and Taz. You know, that's what we have to study. So we'll start with the Taz. The Taz rejects this Svek Sveka. And basically, it sounds like he belongs to the camp of the final conclusion of the Kesef Mishnah, the Efshar Zudas HaRambam, of the Odei Shlomar, that there really is no Svek Sveka. So he belongs to the camp of the Krasi Uplasi and the Pashtus in the Sugya Daf Gimel, that unless a woman actually came in close proximity contact with Dam, there's no reason to assume anything other than that the Dam came Miguf. Okay. Aimless topic, says the Taz, Bidam Tahar, that this Dam is Dam Tahar, meaning it came from the Aliyah. Shahlegov Dam Yotze Me'am Mokar.
Hayotze.
Right? Hayotze Me'am Mokar, which means that this whole business of the Rambam, in other words, again, but basically, we want to reduce Ksamim to one Suffolk. But until now, what we tried to do is negate the Suffolk Me'alma and reduce it to one Suffolk of Min Aliyah. The Taz is going to do just the opposite. The Taz is going to say that the only Suffolk is maybe it came Me'alma. But once it came Me'gufa, then Rov Dam is comes from where? From the Makar. It doesn't come from the Aliyah. And therefore, it's Dam Hametame. Vidam Tomehu. The aimless topic, Bidam Min Aliyah. I'm allowed to change the text here because I wrote the text. Okay? In other words, we have to assume that the Dam came from the Cheder, says the
Makar refers to both?
No, Makar is the Dam Tomeh, and the Tzdadim, which is called the Aliyah, is Dam Tomeh. Okay then? That's as far as the terminology is concerned. Okay. Now, here's a case of intellectual honesty. The Taz, although he's absolutely convinced that he's right, says that there seems to be a contradiction from the Ramah. Now, where is this Ramah? It's in Kuf Pei Zayin Se'if Hey. I have it in front of me. B'li Neder, if we have time, we'll go through it. I just want to make sure that we have the facts on the ground. What's the case? The case is a woman who has an injury to her makar. And that's called, in Suffolk, again, not Vaday, Dam Machmas Makar. Okay? So somewhere in this broader, again, we have to bring in the map, this broader area called the makar, there's something called a makar. And now when she finds Dam, even though I know that the Dam came Migufa, I'm not sure if it came Mina Makar, or, and it's natural bleeding, or it is Mina Makar. Okay then? Dam Mina Makar is not Mitame, even though she had the Makar the Makar. Now at this point, when she finds this Dam, Luchora, again I'm just saying this pedagogically to lead you to the right conclusion, but the wrong conclusion would be that we have only one Suffolk. We don't know. Okay, Alan, you're great. But I'm just trying to, if you don't mind, because my mind is not as sharp as yours. You know, I go slow. So look, Ora, at first glance, what we have here is a single suffix. I found the Dam. I know it's Minam Mokar. I just don't know if it's Dam Machmas Makar or Dam Nida Minam Mokar. Says the Ramah that we could be Metayer in this case, mitzad svek sveka. Okay. But the question is, what is that svek sveka? You see, if the Ramah would have said that the additional suffix is dam mi alma, which I'll show you is impossible, but if he would have said such a thing, then the Taz would have a problem with that, because as we've established, if she didn't go through a shukshal tabachim, the Taz is of the opinion that that suffix is not a valid suffix. Correct? Did I get that right? Let me just... No. I'm sorry. Correction. You see, I lost the cheshbon here. I'm sorry. If the Ramah would say that the svek svek is that maybe the dam came the alma, correct? That would be fine. We have two svekas here. One is, did the dam come the alma? And number two, did the dam come in a makar? And if it came in a makar, did it come from the makar in the makar, or from the makar in its natural bleeding? Correct? that would be fine from the Taz's perspective. He wouldn't have held himself liable or accused himself with a stira from the Ramah. But the Ramah doesn't raise that possibility that maybe in this case the dam came me'alma, because the dam came min amokar. We just don't know if it came from the makar in the mokar or not. So why is the Ramah basing himself on spek speka? Isha sheyesh la makar b'makara, sofek im hadam min amokar o min amakar. Says the Ramah, where's the spek speka? Sofek mehatzdodim sofek min hamokar. The imtim salomim min hamokar shema hamaka shema mehamaka bamokar. In other words, what the Ramah is doing is, and the Rambam would smile with a rah rah rah, is he's resurrecting the sofek which the Taz completely voided, namely that maybe the dam came min hatzdodim. In other words, we don't even know, says the Ramah, if the dam came in a mokar. And even if it came in a mokar, there's a makar on the mokar. So the Ramah postulates a svek sveka. One of those two svekas is that the dam came in hatzdodim. After all, the Taz has neutralized that sofek by, that's a heavy word these days with all the mechablim around, unfortunately. But anyway, the Taz has neutralized that sofek. And why is that? Because he doesn't believe in the possibility that the dam came min hatzdodim. We don't find such a logical possibility. And rov damim comes min hamokar. So all we have now is one suffix. Namely, did it come from the mokar in a natural way, or did it came from a mokar through some pathological problem of a makar? In Cain, chazinon, what we derive from the Ramah, is shemitzarfim dam, tzad, meaning a sofek, shahadam me'atzdodim, and if it's dam tohar. And on top of that, we have another sofek, that maybe the dam is dam min amokbat min amaka she b'mokar. So what we're going to see now is, how is the Taz going to deal with this Ramah? Okay, I'm just going to repeat the question one more time for myself, not for you. You guys are brilliant. But I need a repetition. The Taz postulates that there's no sofek dam min hatzdodim. There's a rov that dam comes, migufa comes min hamokar, not min hatzdodim. It's dam tomei and not dam tor. The Ramah, in the case of a woman who has a makar in a mokar, is mekil, even though he admits that there's a sofek, maybe the dam is min hamokar and it's not min hamakar, because of another tzad, another sofek, namely maybe came from the tzdodim. It came from the aliyah. It's not dam tomei at all. And here we see clearly that the Ramah is recognizing and validating the suffix of dam min hatzdodim, that's against the Taz. Docha Taz, the Hossam, there in that case, yesh lo maka. Again, I'm not sure if I understand the Ramah, but I'm just going to tell you what he says. In a case where a woman has a maka, yesh tzad shehamaka min hatzdodim. We don't know for sure that the maka is in the mokar. The Ramah's svek svek is based on the fact that we don't know where this maka is. Was the maka in the mokar, or was the maka in the tzdodim? That's what he means by there's a suffix, maybe the dam came in hatzdodim. The od tzad shehamaka b'mokar, and even if I'll tell you that the dam comes from the maka in the mokar, so what? It's still dam in a maka. But in a case where a woman has no maka, then enochinami, there's no suffix that the dam is dam tar min hatzdodim. Here's where Rabosai, Dr. Judy, if you can,
Sam,
if you can repeat what you said before. Shema echodi, remember you saying that?
I said about svek svek.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying, here I think it's mamish afinart, as we say, it's on the mark. What does the Taz mean by svek sveka here? Ribono shel Olam. Either the dam is natural dam min hamakar, or it's dam that's unnatural min hamakar. Who cares where the makar is? You could ask me whether the makar is in the makar, or you could ask me whether the makar is in the tzadim. Now, another way of formulating this objection to the Taz is to call it a svek sveka she'eino misapeches. And that's what the Dogel Mervava, that's Nod Yehuda, says. Tvarat Tmuim. I can't begin to understand, to fathom the logic of the Taz. The Ainz Apshat Ramah. This cannot be the logic of the Ramah and his Svek Sveka. The Odas Shamaka Mimakora Vafilu Hachi Mitzarfin Tzad Shadame Atzdodim Below Maka. Okay, I'm sorry. I jumped the gun a little bit. What I told you is the Torah Shalom. There's so many different poskim here that I'm juggling in my mind. That's the problem that the Dogel Mervava raises against the Taz is that it doesn't fit the case. It doesn't fit the scenario. If you look at the Ramah, the case of the Ramah is where the Dam came in Amaka. The only suffix is, did it come from the Makkah in the Makkah, or did it not come from the Makkah in the Makkah? Now that the Ramah wants to add to be Mitzar for second suffix, maybe it came Bechlal from the Tzadim without a Makkah. Meaning, what the Ramah is saying is that even if she didn't have a Makkah, maybe she would have seen that Dam. And why is that? Because the Dam didn't come from the Makkah, it came in at Tzadim, and that's against the Taz. But in any event, according to Dogel Mervava's rendition of the Ramah and the scenario that the Ramah is addressing, we're talking about a case where she knows that the Dam came in Amokar. She just doesn't know if it came mi Makkah, if it came Shalom in Amokar. But to say that maybe the Dam came in Atzdadim, he says the Ramah is only raising that as a possibility because he holds that as a general universal rule there may be a suffix, as we saw in the Ramah that we started with, that Dam came in Atzdadim.
How does the Taz so quickly wipe away, sorry for the term also, the Dam in Atzdadim?
Again, everybody is here on the same agenda. We're all trying to see why Shammai is going to be Metamik Somim and disregard a Svek Sveka. Yes. So one school of thought has it that this suffix that Dam came Alma with Tabachim, that's not a relevant suffix. The Taz wants to take a different approach, and he wants to say that this Dam in Atzdadim is not a serious business. When a woman sees Dam in Amoka, what? We're in Ibrachach, we're going to say it came in Atzdadim. Where does a woman usually see Dam from? It comes from the Mokka, it doesn't come from Atzdadim.
Yeah, but he's got a problem because there was no Hargasha. There's no Hargasha. Where most of the time there's a Hargasha. So if there's no Hargasha, now you're dealing with an unusual circumstance.
So therefore, maybe it came in that study. Alan, your pshat is excellent to defend all the other poskim that we mentioned here who never accepted this Taz. And according to Dogel Mervava, the Ramah himself didn't accept this Taz. And there is a serious possibility that has to be reckoned with, and a viable suffix that has to be recognized that she had Dam in Atzdadim, says Alan. And we have to write a letter to the Ramah that Alan gave to the Ramah a great Yashar Kodesh. And that is that the question is whether he sent it to Krakow or to Marsha. That's a good. So it came back. I'm sorry. So the Ramah would say that since she didn't have Argosha, that's why we think under these unusual circumstances, maybe in fact the Dam came min Aliyah. Okay, and that would be the Ramah as well. But in any event, the Dogel Mervava is saying that the Taz is misreading the Ramah. Oh, but now we get to the Torah Shalom. This is what I had jumped a little bit in advance. And he says the following. The Imki Divrei HaTaz, if the Taz is right over here, that the question is, was it a Makkah in the Makkah, or maybe she had a Makkah in one of its Tzadim? Lo Avi Svek Sveka. That's not a bona fide Svek Sveka. The Shem Echad Hu. The Im Adam in a Makkah, Maishna Im a Makkah B'dam, O a Makkah, Im a Makkah Slicha B'Tzadim, Im a Makkah B'Makkah. It doesn't matter. Dam equals dam equals dam. If it's not dam nidus, then it's dam in a maka. Who cares where that maka is? That's not going to create different svekas. That's called kula chada shemhu. And it would seem to me that the Taz understands that since the nature of the suffix itself indicates a double suffix, that creates two different shemos. Meaning, it's not two different shemos in the absolute objective sense, but in the subjective sense, as we apply it here to this set of circumstances, we do have a svek svek according to the Taz. We have one suffix called makar, and we have another suffix called studim. In both cases, it's a makar, and therefore the you know, the Torah Sashlomim keeps insisting that it's Shem Echad. But we can divide into two Shemos according to the Taz, because the question is, where did this Dam come from? And even if the Dam came from the Makar, it doesn't mean necessarily it's so factor it's Dam Hamatame. Do you follow my point?
Yeah, basically it looks like the Taz is using the possibility of a Makar to try to explain why he would accept Minat Stadim when normally he wouldn't accept Minat Stadim.
Correct. But the Minat Stadim, in the case of a woman who has a Makar, generates a new category of a Suffolk, according to the Taz.
Statistical likelihood?
Correct. Statistically. I don't know if it's statistical.
If there's a Makar, let's say Stadim is not usual, but a Makar, if there's a Makar, it already becomes usual.
That's right. It becomes much more likely.
And so maybe he doesn't mean Sfek at all. Maybe he just means Rov.
No.
And maybe that's exactly what Shem Echad is. It's really a Rov.
Makes a reason.
But I'm just suggesting that even within the context of Sfek Sfek, we might be able to make a case to justify the Taz, because first you have to ask the question, where is this Dam coming from? Is it Dam in Amok or is it not? And if it's Dam in Amok, I still have to ask myself a question. Well, the Mokar now is injured and has Dam coming out from an injury. That's a different kind of tissue that's giving blood.
Right.
So the Taz does have a bona fide Sfek Sfeika. The problem of the Torah Sashlomim is that at the end of the day, you're just simply saying that it's not Dam. Does therefore we apply the principle that undermines every Sfek Sfeika in Hilchos Nida? I don't know. Take, for example, the Sfek Sfeika of the first answer of the Kesef Mishnah, which
you
is the Kasha.
It's not Dam?
I'm saying it's not Dam Hamitame. Well, I don't know what I said.
I'm just saying that if we go back
to the original Sfek Sfeika of the Kesef Mishnah, you might also argue that it's Shem Echad, right? What is the Kesef Mishnah saying? He's saying that maybe it's Dam in Aliyah, maybe it's Dam in Atabachim, right? No, if it's Dam in Aliyah, if it's Dam in Atabachim, it's also Shem Echad, meaning it's ultimately mutter because it doesn't have a Shem Dam in Amokah or Dam Hamitame. Ella, the answer is, we're talking about the source of the Dam.
Right.
One source is possibly the animal that was shechted, and the other source is the Aliyah within Amokah. But at the end of the day, it could be called Shem Echad. So what I'm saying is that sometimes the circumstances themselves create two different shemos. For example, Tosfos and Ksuvos, what time is that? I just want to make sure I'm timing myself.
22.
Okay, I want to get to the end of the page for today, but I just want to mention that Tosfos and Ksuvos goes back and forth about the case of a ketana. Right? We want to know if a ketana has an additional suffix that would create a heter labayla. What happened? He marries a basula and he finds pesach pasuach matzasi. So if she had a bia tachtov, then tachtov means during the eris, and then she's asura olav, right? If she had a bia ba'ones, then she's muteris olav. So we have two sfeikas here. We have two possibilities to be made, to say lav tachtov and also to say what? That it was be'onis, correct? And that's your classical case, right? Your paradigm of a Sfek Sfek. Oh. So what happens in the case of a ketana? In the case of a ketana, just 1 second, so if it was a case of a ketana without the Erisin period, then l'chora we only have one suffix, whether it was Mirtzona or Shalom Ritzos. And Tosfos asked, but what about... No, just 1 second, I'm messing it up here. That he married her when she was a Ketana, and now she is a Gedola, correct? So Tosfos says that in a case since he married her when she was Pachusa Mibas Sholosh, and therefore what... Then, I'm sorry, I just forget the cheshbon here. Let's see. If she was an Ashes Kohen, so there's only one suffix of Tachtov and Ein Tachtov, because there's no suffix Rotzon, correct? Because even she was Onus, she's Asur Baila. And if she's a Pchusa Mibas Gimel Shonim, so then there's no suffix of Tachtov or She'ena Tachtov, correct? So Tosfos says, but we don't know We don't know when the bia took place. Maybe the bia took place tachta, but it was after she became a gdola, and therefore, we have an assumption that what? That she certainly had. So it was certainly tachta, because otherwise psuel chozrin, and he married her when she was pchusa mibas shalosh. So it was definitely tachta. Oh, so now we're left with one suffix that maybe was onus. Oh, so Tosus asks, maybe it's a sveksveka. Why? Because even if it was beratzon, it's possible that she had the bia before she became a gedola. And he married her when she was 2.9, right? Now she's 12 and a half. So there's a suffix whether or not she had a bia tachtov. No, we definitely know that she had a bia tachta because psulei chozer. Now we don't know whether she had an onus or a ratzon. Fractosis, even if she had ratzon, maybe she had a ratzon before she became a gedola. And we have a principle that piti ktana onesu, that even if she submits herself to the bia, it's always considered an onus. I think in law it's called statutory rape or something like that. I don't know. I'm not a lawyer. In any event, Tosus answers kula chada. Sveikahu. Because either you're saying that it was an onus because she didn't have ratzon, or you're saying that she was an onus because she was a ketana. So Tosus says that that's not a sveik because kula chada sveik. It all has one shame. Like the Ramah about chadash and chutzlar. You know what I'm talking about? The Ramah says it's a sveik. That's why we eat chadash and chutzlar. It's because they're two sveikas. One suffix is that maybe it's from last year's crop, and even if it's from this year's crop, the possibility is that the Ashrasha took place 3 days before Tezai ben Nisan. So my Rebbe used to always say he doesn't understand the Ramah because it's kula chada shemahu, it's one shame suffix. At the end of the day, you're telling me that it's Yashan and it's not Chadash. It's either Yashan because it was planted 6 months ago, or it was Yashan because it was planted 3 days ago. But at the end of the day, it's all one shame Yashan. Here also, you're telling me it was onus because she was compelled, or coerced, I should say, or it was onus because even though she submitted, but she was a ketana, and pita ketana onus, so it's all one shame of onus. But the answer is that Tosus, at least in his Havamina, when he asked the question, was of the opinion that even though it's kula chada shemhu, but nevertheless there are different circumstances. One circumstance is that she was anus, mamish, and the other circumstance is that she was a ktana. And if there are two circumstances that generate the same suffix, that itself is enough to create a svek sveka. Maybe that's what the Taz is saying here. First of all, I don't know if the dam came in on makar. It may have came in its studded. And even if it came from the makar, who says that this was dam nida? Now, even though, says the Dogel Mervava, says the Torah Sashlomim, the dam in at studded is dam in a makar, so at the end of the day, it's another way of formulating dam in a makar, but still, the question is where the source of that dam is, and maybe that generates a svek sveka. Anyway, the Torah Sashlomim says the following. Okay. Dibekesem Isra Cheskosa. Then in the case of a kesem, her chazaka is no longer reliable. Alan, are you looking for this or you have
it? Yeah, no, I found it.
You found it. Okay. Kevan Sharasa Bilo Yedia Vahargosha. Lachin yesh makom lehistapek shalo bomen amakar valkein hiksha kesef mishnah de lehevi sveksvik. So I believe that this Torah Sashlom is very close to what you were saying before, Alan. And that is that normally we would not validate this sveksvika. But the Ramah is willing to validate this sveksvika in the same way that the Kesef Mishnah validates the Svek Sveka both in his question and in his first answer. And that is that although Svek Sveka would normally be illegitimate here, would not be recognized, but nevertheless, in this case, we should upgrade the status, accept the status of the Svek Sveka. And why is that? Because, at least on a Drabbanan level, the kesem already undermines hachazaka. In other words, when a woman sees dam, that reyes dam creates a chazaka. And that chazaka tells me that she's tmeah until proven innocent. Because here she's proven guilty. But there is, against this chezkas tumah, which was engendered by the re'iyah, we have an absence of hargasha. Meaning, if this is in fact dam nida, why didn't she feel the hargasha? So that chazaka, which tells me that she found dam, is already a weak chazaka and unreliable. Says the Torah Shlomim, in such a case, we can rely on an unreliable svek. In other words, that normally our restrictions and our demands for svek are very high, because the svek is coming to be mafkia, coming against a chazok. So the cheskas isur, and against that cheskas isur, you have two svekas. And in such a case, these kind of two svekas would not be sufficient. Would not fulfill the regular demands and the requirements of svek. They will fall short. But here, you need a svek against what? Against the chazaka? Why is there a chazaka of isur here, of tumah? Because she saw dam? Well, why didn't she feel it? And the fact that there was an absence of yediyas hargasha, that itself puts a question mark on the chazaka. And in such a case, we can rely on any svek, even a svek kaldahu, as long as there are two bona fide svekas. Again, the two bona fide svekas might be shem echad, but each suffix in and itself is valid, meaning statistically it does raise a reasonable doubt. The Kesef Mishnah's second answer is that there is no reasonable doubt in a case where she didn't find, show up in a Shuk Shel Tabachim, that the dam is dam the alma.
Chazaka, you mean principle, not chazaka
mekar. Chazaka means the status of a person. When a woman sees dam nidus, then her status changes and she has a status of a tmeah.
Chazaka there means an assumption, not
chazaka. Chazaka in general means two different things. It can mean a what?
Probability.
Chazaka sometimes means probability, but sometimes it means that as a result of a situation, we establish a status quo. Like, for example, in Parashas Tazria that we're going to learn, once the Kohen sees the nega at the beginning of the week, that establishes an assumption that it's not going to change by the end of the week. That's called Hezger Tum.
Now, that's non-change. That's not.
That's right. That means that innocent until proven guilty, or guilty until proven innocent, meaning if you want to change the reality and prove to me that something happened over here, other than what we assume, the burden of proof is on you. And therefore, in the case of a woman who saw dam, she becomes cheskas tmeah. Says the Torah Sashlomim, Bamedvar Murim, when does Re'iyas dam generate a cheskas tumah? That's only if she had argosha. But if she didn't have argosha, then that itself undermines your assumption that this dam came migufa. It's dam nidametame.
Why did he start with the cheskas tuma? Why didn't he start by saying she has a cheskas sitara, and you want to knock it off because now there's dam, but against that is the fact that it was dam without hargasha.
Correct. So that's going to give us the original chazaka rather than the substitute chazaka.
Exactly.
And therefore he says that as long as we can put forth a reasonable suffek, two reasonable svekos, then we could be mitayer ha, even midrabanan, even though those two svekos would not form and coalesce into a bona fide svek, and they fall shy of the laws of svek. So we have two cases of a svek that's questionable. One is this case in the Ramah, where the dam came either machmas mako or min hamaka min atzdodim according to the Taz, and the second is the Kesef Mishnah's objection to ksamim as an institution. Why is ksamim tami? It should be a svek. Number one, maybe it came the alma. Number two, maybe it came, what do you say? Maybe it came min aliyah, correct? And that's also technical foul as far as Svek, because it's kulechada svekahu, but that could be reliable in a case where it's not coming to undermine a bona fide cheskas isur. Oh, now we get to the shach, and I'm hoping that with this, we see the shach and the chavis das, we'll be able to finish this up. Okay, then. So my goal is that on Wednesday we could start a new sugya. The shach rejects the Ramah and says it's not a sfek sfek. Why? Because he can't start the sfek in both directions. You can only start it in one particular direction. A sfek sfek to be valid has to be mishapech. It's what we call in here a dusitri, you know,
symmetrical.
Yeah, but what's the word in English for dusitri? You know, streets that you can go in both directions, you know, as opposed two-way. To one direction.
Reversible?
Two-way?
No. A two-way, exactly. Two-way. A two-way. It's got to be a two-way street.
Two-way street.
In other words, wherever you start, you can end up and go the other way. The im naschil, if you start with the suffix im hadam mimakora o min amaka bimakora, at this point, you've already laid down the premise that the dam comes from a makar. We don't know if it came from a natural or it came from the makar. Isu lekla meimar, you can't attach a second suffix. You'd be going backwards and say intim tzalom mimakora shemim mimeat stadim. So basically, the way to construct the Svek Sveka of the Ramah would be if we start in one particular start, one Ascholah, namely, first ask whether it came from the Makar or it came from the Tzadin. Then, if you assume it came from the Makar, did it come from the Makar or not? But to start the other way and say, well, did it come from the Makar and the Makar or from the Makar? And Imtim Tzalomer that it came from the Makar, maybe it came in that Tzadin, that we can't do. He says in the Chavos Das, Shekain Hiksha Kikusha Sataz Madun Mistapkin Bidam Minat Stodim Harei Cheskoso Minamokar. Which means that the Chavos Das wants to somehow fit the Taz into the Shach, which is very nice, but that's not the simple pshat in the Shach. The Shach doesn't seem to be objecting because he thinks that Dam Minat Stodim is not. Is not a is right? Well, let me say it again. Just 1 second. Sorry. The Taz is not saying that he rejects the Ramah because you can't start the Svek Svek in both directions. The Taz objects the Ramah because he doesn't think it's reasonable to assume that the Dam came in at Stodim. Meaning from the Aliyah as opposed to the Cheder. So where the Chavos Das wants to say that the objection of the Taz to the Ramah is identical to that of the Shach, namely that you can't postulate that maybe the Dam came in at Stodim because you've already cleared the first suffix that did it come in Amakam in Amokar or not, that doesn't seem to fit in to the Taz at all. So again, there are two different approaches as to why the Ramah's Svek Svek is problematic. One is, or three different approaches. One is to say that it's Kulo Chad Hashem Echad, and that was the, who was that? That was the Toras HaShlomim. The second way of formulating the objection to the Ramah is the Taz, that who says there's such a viable, reasonable suffix called Binat Stodim? And the third way is the Shach, who says that it's a Svek Svek Hashem Misapechas. In explaining and justifying the Ramah, the Toras HaShlomim wants to suggest that since it was down below our Gosh, that already creates a race on a Cheskes Tuma, and therefore even a possible Svek Sveker would be sufficient. Then the Chavos Das says the following. This should be the last paragraph. Shom Mairi Benidon Dirabon Sharoa Dam Belar Gosha. The case of the Ramah, where she had a Makar B'Makar, is a case of, in the worst, you know, in the most severe Chumrah, is only Dirabon because there was no Hargosha. And she also didn't do a B'dika. So therefore, Meikar Adin HaYitzarech La'atira Misafek. Certainly, just one suffix would be enough to be matira, says the Chavos Das, because we don't know if the dam is mina mokor or mina maka. And in the worst case scenario, we're talking about a derabana because she had no argosha. This is another way of saying the same thing, meaning not the same thing at all, but I mean to say arriving at the same conclusion, but from a different path. One way of arriving at the conclusion that she should be tahor is to talk about a reisa and a chazaka. Here I have something here. Let's see, what do I have? Oh, this I need. I thought I had talpik. Okay, sorry. But his approach is to say that we could be matir in this case, even mikra din with one suffik, and the reason for that is because it becomes a suffik to rabbana. But nevertheless, the Ramah added a sveksveka here, a second suffik, only to sort of strengthen his conclusion and convince his audience in case they were skeptics. And therefore, heidifar amola hosif tzad shel, maybe the dam came from the tzadim, to create a sveksveka derabanan, and therefore, yesh bo kulos kibok summon, just like we're making summon with also tzliya. So too we could make it in this case where she had a maka and there was no argosha, and apply the principle of sveksveka, and therefore even though technically we don't need a sveksveka in this case because the whole business is only the rabbanon, the Ramo wanted to embellish it with a sveksveka. However, according to Toras Hashlomim, gam biras al yidei bedika. Now this is really a halacha lemaisa question. Here's a woman who has a maka and a makar. She does an internal inspection of bedika. The Chavas Das would say in that case, the only way we could be matir it is with two sfeikas, not with one suffix. Why? Because now we have our gosha. Because anytime there's an inspection, we have our gosha. Which means we've upgraded it to a doraisa, and therefore we can only be matir with a sveksveka, and this sveksveka is not a valid sveksveka. That's why the Chavas Das was forced to introduce the fact that there was no our gosha, and therefore it was in the worst case scenario derabana. But now we're talking, by introducing bedika, we now have upgraded it to a doraisa. Now the only way the Chavas Das could be matir this is with a bona fide sveksveka. And yet the Torah Sashlovim says yesh lahakel. Why? Uletzaref dam hatzdodim lesveksveka. In other words, he, the Torah Sashlovim, as we saw earlier, is of the opinion that this dam and hatzdodim is a reasonable doubt. And that's what we suggested at the beginning of our discussion. Let's just again reiterate who said such a thing. Right? It was the Sidrei Tara in the name of the Rashba who validated the suffix that maybe it's dam and hatzdodim, and that incurred the wrath of the Taz. But leaving the Taz on the side now, the Torah Sashlom is willing to accept the viability of a suffix. Maybe it's dam min hatzdodim. And again, that's against the Taz, and in turn against the Rambam. But in any event, once we validate these two svekas, we have now a bona fide sveksveka. One, maybe it's dam mi alma, and then maybe it's dam min hatzdodim. The sfirle, the kahai gavna, that sveksveka, even though again technically it's not a sveksveka because you can't go in both directions, but nevertheless, it's sufficient enough. Isra cheskas rov domim amokar, the rov nashim enon roos minatora. In other words, what he's saying is that in this case, that even though she made a bedika, and therefore we assume that this dam that she saw on the eid bedika is dam to be metame hador raisa, and the absence of our gosh is not going to bother us. But nevertheless, if we don't mind just closing the door for two more minutes, just so I can concentrate at the end here, he says that according to Torah Shlomim, even in the case of Re'i al Yedei Bedika, Yesh le Hakel uletzaref, we can create a sveksveka by adding dam min hatzdodim. So even though you'll ask me, but what do you mean dam min hatzdodim? We have a rov damim min hamakar, correct? And the answer is, I made a mistake here. That's good that you closed the door. I can catch it. Now I can see my mistake. That the discussion here in Siman Kuf Pei Zayin is about a case of Dam Machmas Tashmish. Okay, so the Bedika that she made was after Tashmish. Right, you remember that after Tashmish, he does a Bedika and she does a Bedika the whole nine yards. And she, lo and behold, she finds Dam on the eighth. So at this point, we assume that if the dam came migufa, it was dam machmas tashmish, and even if it was shalom b'shas vesta, etc., etc., we assume that it's dam hametame. Correct? It's dam hametame. And therefore, just 1 second. Therefore, we don't assume that the dam came mi alma. So now the question is, how do we construct a svek sveka? Asks the Torah Hashlomim in this case of roa dam machmas tashmish. The absence of hargasha is not going to convince us of anything, because she may indeed have had hargasha and she confused it with the shamash. On the other hand, we have a chazaka that this is dam migufa and it didn't come min atzdadim or min alma. Says the Torah Hashlomim, in such a case, we have another rov that undermines the chazaka, and that's rov noshim enom roos machmas hatashmish. That in most cases she doesn't see dam machmas hatashmish, and therefore the dam is assumed to be dam me alma. So b'li neder, we have to come back to this Torah Hashlomim and analyze it in the light of everything we've discussed about dam machmas tashmish. But for today, at least, we'll thank everyone for coming and. And
he used that Rashi that I showed you before, and that helps the ending very much, because when you want to say I, but it's by the way she made a vadika, it raises this up to a deraisa now, because possibly she confused the eight with the
shamash
gargasha. You add that Rashi to what you say, but that was weak, because most rogue women would have other symptoms besides that, and she didn't have those. So therefore, it's not so likely that the aid was confused with hargasha. And we're back to not having hargasha again. And then you're safe.
You can say that maybe the dam came from here, maybe came from there. Dam in atzdadim, dam in aliyah.
Yeah, but it all comes out. But it's all in the stuff, the rabbanan then.